It's the Marketplace Tech Podcast for Tuesday, August 27th. I'm Mark Garrison, in for Ben Johnson. 120 seconds are under scrutiny in the investigation to find out what caused NASDAQ's giant freeze-up on Thursday. Computer problems forced the exchange to halt trading for hours. Scott Patterson is one of the Wall Street Journal reporters on the story. Hello, Scott.
Hi, Mark.
So you're reporting that investigators are looking closely at what happened between 10:53 and 10:55 a.m. Eastern. Why is that time significant?
That's right. Apparently, there was some sort of crucial breakdown in the communications between the New York Stock Exchange computers and the NASDAQ computers. During that two-minute period on Thursday, the link between NASDAQ and the New York Stock Exchange computers basically went haywire, and the result of that led to just a complete shutdown of NASDAQ's computers, and they had to shut it down and reboot.
And there's a lot that investigators and regulators still don't know, but how confident right now, knowing what they do know, is NASDAQ that something like this won't happen again?
Well, they actually can't have any confidence that this won't happen again. I'm told that this was completely unforeseen. It's the kind of thing that had just never been conceived of before. It came out of nowhere. The exchanges are going to be just kind of crossing their fingers and hoping something like this doesn't happen again.
What do this and other incidents like it say about where the industry is now, just in terms of being able to handle the growing size and the complexity of trades that are happening on exchanges now?
You know, really what it is, it's an industry that has shifted over entirely to being computer driven. It's, I guess you could say, growing pains of an industry, but it's worse than that because, you know, we're putting the nation's finances at risk. The exchanges are always adding new features, and often they're untested. You know, it's like a rocket ship. It's going up into space, and they're changing it and adding to it as it's taking off.
For people that are not active traders or financial professionals, but just small investors with a 401k for their retirement, what should they make of these kinds of stories that come up increasingly these days?
Right. Well, I think they should be worried that the market is showing more and more signs of instability and technological instability. I mean, that doesn't mean that they should get out of the market, you know, because what is their option? I think that, you know, in a way, people are just going to have to hope that regulators and exchanges can solve these problems, and, you know, we'll see less and less of them.
Okay, Scott Patterson, author of Dark Pools and Wall Street Journal reporter. Thanks very much.
Thank you.
Before we go, the Apple-Google war extends even to virtual personal assistants. To get help while wearing the much-hyped Google Glass, you say, okay, Glass. Bloggers are now having fun saying that to Siri, the iPhone's virtual assistant. Here's one of the sassy responses that comes back.
I'm not Glass, and I'm just fine with that.
Just like certain Apple execs, even virtual employees love taking shots at Google. From New York, I'm Mark Garrison, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.